This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Always always interested in what you have to say, too. So if you want to send me an email, you can send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Now, look, if you get nasty, I mean stupid nasty, you can be passionate, and I can kind of forgive something that was said during a passionate moment. But if you get stupid nasty, expect stupid nasty back. Actually, not stupid nasty. You're going to expect really nasty back from me. Because I'm not interested. I'm not interested in you being a jerk. It doesn't get any of us anywhere. I try not to be a jerk. That's not always work out that way. But I mean, I try not to be. If you're going to get dumb, I'm going to get dumb back. Anyway, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots you can do up there. Hopefully you'll have some fun with it, too. And for those of you on the left, I feel sorry for you if you're listening. I know, it drives you nuts. I don't know why you do it. You know, there's some shows I try, like, what was it? What was that old show? It's not even on anymore. Honey Boo Boo. Remember that one? That was bad. And even though I wanted to see, I tried so many times to watch that show, I couldn't do it. It's kind of like when you watch some of those old movies, you know the train's going over the edge, you know the cars are going to crash, you just don't want to watch. And it was the same thing for me. I just wasn't interested. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Somebody sent me what do they call it, a meme. And Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney. I love these guys, that these self-righteous guys like to twist words around. And he was talking about the dreamers that were impacted by the decision. And he says he urges Congress to take immediate action that will protect these innocent people. Now, not all dreamers are innocent. Yeah, some of them came here too. I told you, I met a young man. I know one out of 1,000, but I'm sure I know more if I ask. But I met a young man who was brought here at a very early age. His parents never told him he was here illegally. Never. And he didn't learn it until he went to apply for some kind of college loan or something else. And they finally told him what was going on. And it took him 4 years, but guess what? He got his citizenship. First he got the, you know, but he went out of his way to fill in the paperwork to get it done, to make it happen. I'm sorry, I think it took him 8 years total by the time he was done. So Iger comes out and says that. Jesse Jane Duff comes out and says, hey, she's a national security expert, by the way. If parents sneak their children into Disney, Mr. Iger, and they get caught, do you let them stay the rest of the day for free? No, you don't. You throw them out. It's funny how, you know, they're going to say, well, that's different. Why? What's different about it? Oh, really? Well, what's different about it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate, God, that's disgusting. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I got so much to hit. I hope I can get through it all. More than 50 community members rally outside a 7-Eleven store in Koreatown, Los Angeles, to denouncing the ICE tactics. Right? They don't like the fact that ICE... Now, check this out. That ICE is actually picking up people that are here illegally. Right? So let me tell you what they're doing or what they've done. So these Los Angeles raids, this group has created a subgroup called the Los Angeles Raids Rapid Response Network. Okay? They announced they had successfully kept Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, away from a scheduled visit to a 7-Eleven store located in a heavily immigrant community of Koreatown. You see, my first thought is go in there with about 60 ICE agents and arrest the social justice warriors for obstruction of justice. That's what I would do. Let them spend a couple nights in jail. And I would do it on a Friday, late in the afternoon. Maybe they have to spend the whole weekend in jail. More than 50 community advocates representing immigrant, civil, and human rights organizations, immigration attorneys, labor, and faith leaders mentioned or monitored the parking lot at a 7-Eleven store since early in the morning. They were prepared to rally and denounce any ICE actions. Now, wouldn't it be funny if ICE told them they were going to do this or leaked out that they were going to do this and really didn't, had no intention? See, I'd be sitting there just laughing my buns off. Well, I had a camera or some kind of binoculars watching what was going on. But that's just my sick humor. The Rage Rapid Response Network learned that ICE had communicated that with the store and told the owner they would not be visiting the location today. Now, why would ICE call and tell somebody they were coming or not coming? The Rage Rapid Response Network held an impromptu press conference outside the store to celebrate the news and the commitment to keep coming back to stop ICE from scaring our community and disrupting our businesses. Now, families impacted by ICE raids who need referrals and services may call the Rage Rapid Response Network hotline. Now, I'm going to give you the hotline number. Here's what I want you to do. Its number is 888-624-4752. Go ahead, get a pen. We'll write this down. I'll come back and listen later. 888-624-4752. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to call and volunteer. Tell them where you live. Tell them you're more than happy to be involved because it's just disgusting what ICE is doing. And then when they call you to show up, say, yeah, I'm on it, and I'm bringing 10 people with me. I know, I'm asking you to lie. But anyway, and when it goes down, there won't be anybody there. Come on, tell me that isn't a good idea, right? I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side. We'll be back after the break. More of this craziness right after I make some money.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Are you an attorney with a passion for defending religious freedom? Are you looking for a new and influential way to use your skills in the new year? At Pacific Justice Institute, we have a network of attorneys who tirelessly work to defend those whose religious liberties are at stake. This network of affiliate attorneys makes PGI unique and provides the ability to take on cases around the nation. Hey, if you're an attorney who desires to make a difference for religious freedom and family values, we invite you to join our team. You can find out more about PJI and how to become an affiliate attorney on our website, pacificjustice.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Natives are getting restless. Yeah, just did you say they were popping up everywhere?
Mm-hmm. Have been for a year.
Yeah, producer Tammy says that social justice warrior rapid response teams have been popping up for the last year all over the place. So. Yeah, we'll put up the note or notice. I want you to call and join. I want you to call and tell them you're more than happy to help the country again. I mean, seriously, I want to have some fun with this because I really think, you know, think of what they're doing. They're putting people in harm's way, right? They're putting people in way. These ICE agents have guns. You don't know what the other people have. You don't know what might come out of it. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to blame the ICE agents for it. It's just wrong. You know, seriously. Yep. You guys, just it never ends. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Not going to get into this deeper, but I'll let you guys know later. I just got a notice from YouTube that they're changing their partner program. Not like they already haven't done it, right?
Maybe they'll let you back in.
I mean, oh, you would think so, right? Under the new eligibility requirements announced today, your YouTube channel, The Real Side, is no longer eligible for monetization.
It hasn't been forever.
This is like, how is this news? The email serves as a 30-day notice that your YouTube partner program terms are terminated. One of YouTube's core values is to provide anyone the opportunity to earn money from thriving channels, creators. You know what? No, only if it's left-leaning news, right? I mean, that's really how it boils down to. Oh, it's not really news. It's just what I keep trying to tell you guys over and over and over and over again. You know, we let Facebook become too big. Some of us were saying it. Too much power. We let Facebook become too big. You let Google become too big. You let Twitter become too big. And look what happens. So I won't say we're stuck with them because we can fight back. You know, I look at some of this stuff. And some of you have said to me, well, you know, they're so big, we can't fight back, we can't push back, we can't make a change. Can you imagine if our founding fathers had a room and going, what are you, nuts? It's the British Army. It's the British Navy. We can't win with them. Look at how big they are. Right? Come on, you know I'm telling the truth. So it's just a matter of we can do it if we do it smart. We can do it if we work together. We cannot do it with factions all over the place. Why always say the conservative commentators that are out there constantly yelling about everything under the sun, like myself, yeah, I know. You know, but I focus on social issues more than anything else. I'm not doing the helicopter thing, the dark government thing. You know, I'll leave those to other people. I want to deal with the stuff that's in your face that you can quickly and easily deal with. This is the one I've been talking about this forever. Nobody wants to hear it, but I've been talking about this forever. Crime rate in Colorado skyrockets, right? I mean, you want to know why? Come on, you can work it through. So the crime rate in Colorado increases much faster than the regular rest of the country. Now, crime rates have dropped and remain static in many of the nation's 30 largest cities over the last year. But in Colorado, the crime rate per 100,000 has spiked by 3.5%. Tell you what we'll do is we'll listen to the news source on this, and then we'll comment on it. I'll commentate on it.
Definite jump in crime from 2015.
Okay, could you start
crime
beginning?
Is up across our state. And the biggest takeaway, keep an eye on your car because car thefts are way up. In Denver 7, Sally Mamdou's in our newsroom breaking down those numbers for you, Sally.
And these numbers come from the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. They show a definite jump in crime from 2015 to 2016. Now, we are talking about major crimes here that include homicide, rape, robbery, aggravated assault, other assaults, burglary, larceny, and motor vehicle thefts. Now, that jump in the crime rate was about a 6% increase compared to the year 2015. Now, when you look at the numbers on the screen, you'll notice that the crime that has seen the most increase involves car thefts. In 2015, the state has seen over 15,000 car thefts. Last year, over 19. Now, this year, now that was last year when they saw the 15,000. In 2016, it was 19,000 car thefts, which is a 22% jump. Now, we spoke to the Colorado Auto Prevention Authority, and they tell us the reason behind the overall increase in crimes comes from the fact that there are more cars that have been stolen. Now, these car thefts are typically organized and are used to commit other crimes. Now, prevention is simple. Police recommend always locking up your car.
Here's what I love about this. The reason, I mean, I don't mean to make fun of her, but I don't know if some of you caught that. The reason that you have a higher crime rate, car theft crime rate, is due to car thieves, you know, car theft, cars being stolen. So if cars being stolen add to the higher crime theft rate for cars, wouldn't that just make sense? Anyway, the whole idea behind this, the reason that the thefts are higher, the reason that there's more problems, homicides and everything else, is because of the transients that have come to Colorado. Guess what? Since when? Since they legalized dope. Nobody wants to make a big deal of it. Even the news doesn't want to make a big deal of it, right? Now, the Colorado lawmakers, police, and legal experts are blaming marijuana industry, claiming that it has lured transients and criminals to the state. Right? And others point to the fact that the cars are low, you know, they're stolen and they're sent to Mexico. So any way you cut it, aren't these the two areas that we're screaming about? We need a border. We need to be stronger on the Mexican border. And we need to crack down on drugs. I mean, seriously, some of you are okay with dope. I'm not. Because I keep saying the same thing. It is not your dad's dope. It is not the stuff that you think it is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One representative said, I think it would be naive not to believe that the increase in drug use is not having an impact on the crime rate. Representative Cole Wist, who serves on the House Judiciary Committee, he also added, it's not just marijuana, though, that's having an impact on crime. It's also the increase in the use of heroin and illegal prescription drugs, which goes right along with the guy that I had on last week, Kerry Quashin, who said, hey, look, marijuana, whether you want to hear it or not, is a jump-off drug. So once you get free and easy access, or very easy access to marijuana, what's the next step when you can't get that high you want to get, when you can't get to that point you want to get to? There's only one place to go. Heroin. So you hippies, I'm not talking about the stuff you smoked in the 60s. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people write us about their experience with ExtendBite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. ExtendBite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take ExtendBite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get ExtendBite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendBite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have that. Have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time. Now, I haven't looked at it, so I'm not going to play it because I don't know what kind of language might be in there. Okay? I guess Cory Booker went off today. I mean, really went off. And he was yelling at a woman. He was speaking down to her. I have been looking for the left's outrage that Cory would speak to a woman like that. I can't find it. This is why I say to you, it's not equality they want. They could care less. They want control. They just want control. It's really that simple. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, the input that you give me, the emails that you send, all that stuff. I really do appreciate it. Anyway, I got so much I want to get to, and I know I'm not going to. And no, I'm not doing another hour. It ain't going to happen. Barbara Streisand complains that Trump is hurting Hollywood. Thank you, Jesus. I'm good with that. Seriously, I find it amazing. Who in their right mind would complain about that? I mean, does anybody really care? I don't. I hope he hurts it really bad. I hope he hurts it to the point. You know, it's really funny because Tim Allen, what was that show, Last Man Standing? Apparently, they're pushing for a reboot. There is some negotiating going on. So I don't know how to do it. If we can figure out how to do it, we'll send you an email link or something where you can get a hold of somebody, send out emails. I would love to see that show come back. I wasn't a regular watcher, but I did watch it. And it was one of the shows I could stand. You know, years ago, what was the... Not that I agreed with it... Joan of Arc, Jane of Arc, or whatever it was. Remember that one years ago when the kids... Joan of Arcadia. That was a good wholesome show overall, wasn't it? Okay. So, I remember coming home and they canceled it. They canceled it for some werewolf and vampire show. And I'm thinking, really? Seriously, you're telling me this is what the kids... You can't do anything wholesome? I didn't even agree with that show 100%, but it was clean. Back to Barbara. or whatever she is. Anyway, I love the fact that she gave them a picture of her like 40 years ago. You know, God forbid you put up one of her today. Award-winning singer and actress Barbara Streisand is among a unique group of celebrities, those who said that they'd flee America if Donald Trump got elected. Now, here, write this down, right? You had Jon Stewart, Jennifer Lawrence, Whoopi Goldberg, Rosie O'Donnell, George Lopez, Amber Rose, Raven Simone, Spike Lee, Stephen King, Chelsea Handler, Samuel Jackson, Cher, Amy Schumer, Lena Dunham, Miley Cyrus, and the Right Reverend Al Sharpton, who owes the government $4 million. They were all, and more, were going to leave. We were willing to pay their way. Yeah, you know, there were people willing to pay for the planes to take them, even though they had the money. And they're all a bunch of liars. Why? Because they're still here, and Trump is still president. Now, they continually bash the American president. They continually bash the U.S. president. Right? They demean President Trump inside and outside our borders. But they don't see any problem with that. When asked in September why she hadn't left yet, according to The Hill, Miley Cyrus eloquently replied, "I'm not blankety-blank leaving this country. That's ignorant, you stupid blankety-blank-blank. That's dumb." And you guys have bought her albums for your kids. Isn't she wonderful? She's a great example of what young ladies should be like, don't you think? Because that's me abandoning my country when I think I've got a good thing to say to my country. And trust me, I hear every day on my Instagram, "Yes, you're... young brain surgeons sure have a lot to say about this country, honey. Just leave already. When are you going to leave?" Well, that's not going to happen. She continued on and said, let me see, "Facebook and Twitter would work in many ways in other parts of the planet." You know what? She can go. I'm good with that. Right? I mean, she got enough money. She can buy a little satellite dish. She can live in a cave somewhere. We don't have to put up with her. Streisand, who hasn't taken up permanent residence in another country yet, either wrote on Twitter Thursday in a Trump's new tax plan, which he recently signed, would hurt people in Hollywood, among others. Good. Good. They're the 1%. They're the billionaires. See, this is what I love. She must be an idiot. Because didn't we hear from all the Democrats that the only benefit from this tax, from these tax breaks are for the rich? Last I checked, Barbara Streisand was rich. Okay, the billionaires and millionaires of producers and directors in Hollywood, they're rich. Nobody seems to care about that, right? Why did she bring that up? And if you go look at the numbers, who really got rich under Obama? The 1% actually got richer under Obama. How'd that happen? Right? Fox News points out that Streisand has used Twitter to slam Trump a number of times recently, calling him, ignorant, stupid, in need of impeachment. You know, Babs, just stay home. I mean, I don't think you're singing anymore. I don't think you're doing much of anything anymore. I get it. You've hit that time in your life where things are a little hazy, a little foggy, right? And you got the money to stay home. People can take care of you. She's upset that the rich is going to pay more. I mean, think about that. And people like you, like her, always say that people should pay more in taxes to help out others. Feel free, lady. There's no law against you giving more. If you really believe that that's the way to go, that's the right thing to do, please, 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 don't let us slow you down. These people are amazing. Bunch of liars. They're just amazing, though. Okay, here's another good one. I had to reach out to Kimberly Marin for this one. Because I was like, this can't be true, right? And she has confirmed it is true. Oh. Concord, New Hampshire. There are women taking their right to go topless to the state's high court. Now, in the case that pits freedom of expression and equality against public decency, three women are challenging New Hampshire city ordinance prohibiting public nudity and taking it to the state's highest court. Now, Heidi Lilly, Kia Sinclair, and Ginger Piero were ticketed in 2016 to Laconia after they went topless at Weir's Beach. I used to go to Weir's Beach as a kid. There are kids running around all over the place. right? What if I don't want? So I can't go to the beach because a very small percentage of women want to run around with their nipples hanging out? Their words, not mine. Right? They can't be relegated to a portion of the beach. We can't have some decency with each other. See, here's the thing. This is proof positive. The right is always willing to work with you. As somebody on the right, I'm willing to say, look, you want to make a portion of the beach for people who want to go nude, partially nude, totally nude, not nude, whatever? Then fine. Let's make a portion of the beach like that. But see, they won't do that. They're saying, no, no, no. You're a prude. You're backwards. And if I want to show your kids my bare breasts, I should be able to do that. And you shouldn't have a right to say anything about it. That is always the way they act. That doesn't sound like somebody who really wants equality. It sounds more like somebody who wants control. This happened over the Memorial Day weekend, so there were a lot of people there. Piero was doing yoga. Envision those positions in your head. While the other two were sunbathing. Some beachgoers complained, and the police officer asked them to cover up. When they refused, they were arrested. Now, a legal motion to dismiss a case against the women was denied, so they have appealed it to the New Hampshire Superior Court, which is expected to hear the case on February 1st. The women want the court to dismiss their conviction by invalidating the city's ordinance. Now, they know what the ordinance is. So instead of fighting it legally, they go break the law, which I realize in some instances is a way to get it out in the open, so to speak. The three women argue that there's no state law forbidding female toplessness and that the ordinance is discriminatory since men are allowed to go shirtless. Most men, ladies, don't have breasts. I mean, some do. It's disgusting, but some do. They also contend that their constitutional rights to freedom of expression were violated. I love this. Where is their freedom? I love this stuff. Freedom of speech is what now? Freedom of expression. I can write anything I want. I can swear at people. I can walk around with my stuff hanging out. They can walk around totally naked with their stuff out. That was not the intention of our founding fathers. We have twisted. You know, it's really funny. When you think about, to my Christian friends, when you think about biblical perspective on things, right? What does Satan do? He twists the truth. He perverts everything that's true and wholesome and good. What are they doing here? You really think our founding fathers had mind when they had freedom, when they had the freedom of speech? You think their whole thought around that was that women someday would be able to walk around with their nipples hanging out and men would be able someday to walk around with their stuff hanging out? You think that's what they were thinking about? Or maybe they couldn't think about that then because they didn't know Miley Cyrus. They didn't know any of these people. What do you think?
Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You know, I'm just so lost. You know, we just live in such a freaked out community, our freaky world today. And you listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. I'm sorry to come back like this, but I happen to look up just about the time, you know, we come back to the show, and there are pictures of teenagers chewing on these Tide Pods, you know, the cleaning pods, right? The stuff you throw in the laundry to clean your clothes. What have we done to these kids? You... Teens are eating laundry detergent for the Tide Pod Challenge. Are we serious? All right. I'm sorry. I just lost it there. I'll talk about that in a second, but finish up on my other one here. We're in the last segment. All right. So in Concord, New Hampshire, where Kimberly Marin hangs out, there's a challenge to the local ordinance about going topless. And right now, there's a small group of women that have challenged that. And I said, look, you want to go topless, that's fine. All right? But you do it in a maybe a portion of the beach. You don't have to run to the whole beach. You don't have a right to anything you want to do just because you think you want to do it. It's not right. You don't have a right to run around naked in front of my kids if I don't see it. So I can't go to the beach because you've decided you can go anywhere along the beach and whip out whatever you want, wherever you want to. That's not fair to me either. See, right is always willing to compromise with left, but left seems to never want to compromise with right. Now, in New Hampshire, Lily and another woman first challenged the ban when they were cited for going topless back in 2015. A judge later dismissed that case. But the legislature took up the debate several months later with the bill that would have made it a crime for a woman to expose their breasts or nipples in public. Supporters of the bill warned that allowing women to go bare-breasted at beaches could lead to scenes of topless women at libraries and Little League games and so on. Why wouldn't it? Right? If you're allowed to go topless in public, because that's where it starts, is it all public? Is it on the streets? Is it anywhere? The measure failed, but not before an ugly online dispute in which several male legislators were criticized for sexist remarks, including one who suggested men should be allowed to grab the breasts of topless women. Now, see, I would never take it that far. In a Supreme Court case, women are getting support from the ACLU of New Hampshire, which argues free speech protects applies to both popular and unpopular forms of expression. Again, I say, I do not believe for 30 seconds that our founding fathers had in mind for you to walk around with your breasts hanging out. That's part of what free speech is all about. Not really. See, again, I say to you, when you look at the legislative journal, when you look at what these guys had in mind when they did these things, it was so that you could put down your legislators, you could put down your president, you could put down your congressman, you could put down the government verbally and not go to jail for it, like you see in so many other countries. But we've taken that to mean that you can do anything you want to do. You can swear at a cop, you can swear at authority, you can do all that stuff. That's what they meant. It's not what they meant. Not even close. The Laconia ordinance prevents women from making choices about their state of bodily expression using the full range of options available. There's no expression sitting there with their breasts hanging out while they're being tanned. You can do that in your own backyard. You don't need to be at the beach doing it. The case prevents, This case presents an issue of significant importance concerning the right of women under the New Hampshire Constitution to speak freely. Well, I didn't know that breasts could talk. In defending the ordinance, the New Hampshire Attorney General argues the ordinance just regulates what they wear to the beach, not bar them from entirely from the beach. It also argues the city has the right to prevent any disturbances. That's right. Part of the city's job is to keep peace, noting women exposing their nipples would cause disturbances where a man without a shirt wouldn't. A man without a pair of pants on, no underwear would cause a disturbance, don't you think? For Lily, who said that she fought for women's rights for decades, these cases come to symbolize more than just women being able to choose their beach attire. See, this is where they go too far with it. This is where they take it over the top. Now, I'm sure every 16, 17, 18-year-old boy would be totally behind this. And there's nothing wrong with little decency. Have we really lost the whole decency thing? It's not allowed anymore. We're not allowed to have it. We're not allowed to discuss it. We're not allowed to ask for it. Okay. I want to get back to the story because this just shows you where craziness has gone. And this is where we've allowed our teens to get so stupid, so outrageous, that it's dangerous now. Now, a government watchdog is expressing concern over the dangerous misuse of a laundry detergent. Latest social media fad, teenagers are putting detergent pods in their mouths in what's being called the Tide Pod Challenge. It's not to see if they can clean your clothes. Ingredients in the pods include ethanol, hydrogen peroxide, and polymers, a highly toxic mix of detergent meant to wipe out dirt and grime. Manufacturers have been concerned about the toddlers mistaking and ingesting them, but now teens are popping them on the purpose of posting videos of the results online. This is what we've done to these kids. We're allowing them to be stupid. We're encouraging them for their 10 minutes of fame. How many views they can get based on how many friends they have online who could care less if they kill themselves doing this. Right? Yet, talk about the dumbing down of America. I would have never thought about doing this as a kid. I thought about a lot of stupid things. And I would have died, though, so there was a lot of stuff I didn't do. 19-year-old Mark Pagan, who did it on a dare, told CBS News he knew better, but did it anyway. He knew better, but did it anyway? A lot of people just saying how stupid I was or how, why would I be willing to do that? He said, no one should be putting anything like that in their mouths, you know? Ann Maria Burkle, acting chairman of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, says ingesting the liquid carries a deadly risk. This is what started out as a joke on the internet. Now it's just gone way too far. It's way too dangerous. But how does this happen? How have our young people got to the point where they think, even though they know it's dangerous, even though they think it's bad, even though they know it could kill them, they're still going to do it for the giggles. Now, what will happen is some legislator will come out and say, well, since we can't stop them from doing it, let's regulate what they put in the clothing, in the packets. I say, no. No, 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 no. We have to raise up people, kids. We have to use common sense. We have to have brain cells we rub together. I mean, you Darwinists believe in survival of the fittest, don't you? More than 62,000 children under the age of 6 were exposed to laundry and dishwasher detergents between 2013 and 14. The next year, Consumer Reports said it would no longer recommend detergent packets, citing the unique risks while urging the adoption of tougher safety measures. See? Burke says her group has worked with manufacturers to be, how the heck did we ever survive? How the heck did my generation ever survive without tens of thousands of kids dying from eating soap? I think my mother had bleach tablets. I think that's what they had for the laundry years ago, instead of, you know, liquid bleach. I never thought of drinking liquid. I never thought of putting the tablets in my mouth. I never thought of taking a handful of soap and putting it in my mouth. The laundry packets have been made. This stuff is made for convenience. If you want to work a little harder, maybe they don't need the package. You could actually scoop something out of a box. I don't know what the answer is. But the answer to make it harder on the manufacturers, I don't know if that's the answer. It's akin to everything I keep thinking where kids can't pass tests or we lower the tests. We don't teach the kids better. We don't work harder with the kids. You know what I'm saying? I get lost. Making the laundry packet opaque, less attractive, less colorful, reducing the toxicity and strength of the laundry detergent is what we need to do. Did you hear that? Again, put it on the manufacturer. See, it's the cigarette company's fault that you die of cancer from smoking cigarettes, not yours. Right? With the alcohol, it's the same. I mean, all these drugs and things that we take and do, it's always the manufacturer's fault. When do we take responsibility for what we do and how we train up our kids? Is common sense not something we know how to do anymore? The group also found that the elderly adults with dementia were confused by the product and have also ingested it. The danger to little kids is so high that researchers have recommended the parents of children under 6 years old not buy these products. Just use regular detergent. So why not? Give it up for your children. Suffer a little bit. I don't know what suffering is. So what, you have to bend down twice to scoop out of the box? I don't know. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Be safe.